Who was Jesus that they had to change their mind about? The Jews did not believe that he was the Son of God, that he was their Messiah, or that he rose from the dead. And that is the what makes up the gospel of God, according to these two verses here, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. So he's the Son, his Son, concerning his Son, Jesus. Christ is the other word for Messiah, translated from the Greek instead of from the Hebrew. Concerning his Son, the sonship of Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Messiahship of Jesus, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, the royal line, the line that the Messiah would come from, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. So they didn't believe that, the resurrection. And that's what they had to believe. That's the final addition to what they had to do. All this stuff, as you look back, you can see that the covenants were an exposure of what God is like. He's love. But we're not able to keep up with the commandments that were added until the seed came. They weren't. No one was. The Jews had been told to keep the covenants, keep the commandments, keep circumcision, keep the Sabbath. And then there's one other thing in Deuteronomy, 18 verses 15 to 19. They had to receive that prophet that was like unto Moses that he would send, and they did not receive Jesus. He was that prophet. That's what the gospel of God is about. They did not change their mind that Jesus was the real thing, that he was really the Son of God, the Messiah, risen from the dead. That's where they failed. It's not that the salvation was in the gospel of God. It's in all of those things combined, if they would have lived up to all of that, including the gospel of God. Then they would have been right with God. But God knew ahead of time that they couldn't do that. He was showing Israel, and after Israel would see it, in the, you know, when Christ returns, it says Zechariah 12:10, when they see him coming, then they will change their mind. They'll turn their hearts to the Lord. So the gospel of God is different, a different gospel than the gospel of salvation. Well, let's look at the verses again. Yes, to be brief about it, but look at the verses again here. Romans 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. And he goes on to tell what that is, concerning Jesus, concerning his Son, the sonship of Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Christship or the Messiahship of Jesus. And what we read before, it ends verse 4 with the resurrection, those three elements. That's what the gospel of God is. It doesn't say anywhere in there that there's a promise of salvation if you believe it, or if you do these things you're saved, or anything like that. There's no salvation mentioned in the gospel of God. The gospel of Christ is different. It comes after the gospel of God. The gospel of God was in Romans 1, verses 3 and 4. The gospel of Christ is talked about when you get down to verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. God isn't a dummy that doesn't know the difference between the gospel of God and the gospel of Christ. He named them that way. He inspired the word for Paul to use. The gospel of God or the gospel of Christ, depending on what he was talking about. It's a common, just understanding the way language works, you know that if someone uses a different name, I shouldn't be confusing, it's clarifying. If you're used to thinking that everything's all the same, I can see that it would be a new thing for you to realize the way the scriptures are written, that he talks about the gospel of Christ in Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Well, we saw that there's no salvation mentioned or promised in the gospel of God, Romans 1, 1 through 4. But here, the gospel of Christ does have, it is the power of God unto salvation. So it's different. It's not the same. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. There's that stipulation to the gospel of salvation as far as the gospel of Christ is concerned.